Here we are thinking about missions in our cycle of evening services, and Psalm 67 is the great missionary psalm, and Psalm 68, of course, follows Psalm 67, and this isn't... And Psalm 68 follows Psalm 67, of course, and pictures... The triumph of God across the world. The world is looking for a hero. The world's looking for a champion. The world is looking for someone to take a stand, get rid of evil, and bring about justice and righteousness. You see that in all the films. You know, what's Mission Impossible about? Or James Bond, or Harry Potter, or Lord of the Rings with Aragorn, the great king, or Star Wars with the rise of the Luke Skywalker and the Jedi. What's all this about? It's about looking for, every people are wanting a hero, a champion, who's going to win the victory, and who is going to bring about peace on earth. Well, the good news of Psalm 68 is there is a champion. There is a hero. And it's God. See, Psalm 68 is God's victory procession. And you and I are invited to be part of it. There's three things I want us to briefly see from this psalm. The procession of God, the victory of God, and the invitation from God. First of all, the procession of God. Verse 1 begins with these words, God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. That verse is what was said every time the ark began its journey. So in the wilderness, when God's people moved from one place to another, the ark would start off, and as soon as the ark was picked up, that's what people would sing and say. God is a victorious God. A triumphant God, a God who leads the procession of his people, and a God before whom every obstacle and every enemy collapses. That's what he says in verse 2. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, as wax melts away, it's vulnerable, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. And they shall be jubilant because the victory is certain, because God is on the move. Sing to God, therefore. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a parched land. The picture here is of God as the heavenly rider, riding out victoriously, riding out triumphantly. And the people who he has as part of his parade are the lonely, the widows, the fatherless, the people who haven't strength, haven't power, haven't a home. He welcomes them and says, your home is with me. And the wicked will enjoy none of his gifts. They will dwell in a parched land. One of the things about the great heroes, which we love, I suppose Robin Hood is one example of this, is what do? They do two things at the same time. They defeat the evil enemy, whoever that is, the lord of the manor, Voldemort, or Gollum. They defeat the enemy, but also they protect the vulnerable. Robin Hood is a great example of this. You know, fighting the evil soldiers who are oppressing the people, but at the same time being a refuge for the people, looking after the poor and the needy and the vulnerable. See, that's the picture of the great king. What is a king supposed to do? Do justice, love mercy. That's what God does. That's the sort of God he is. You see, and that is the procession that he leads. He leads a procession of people who are weak, who are vulnerable, because he is the one who claims the victory for himself. And that's what we see in verses 19 to 23, if we skip across to there. You see, this is the center of the psalm. And what do we read about in the very center of this psalm? We read about the victory of God. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong deliverances from death. But God will strike the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. What's this middle of the psalm saying? This middle of the psalm is talking about God being a burden bearer, carrying our burdens, the burdens of the weak, the burdens of those who are weighed down. And what is the ultimate burden? The ultimate burden is the fear of death, something which we all have to face. And yet God delivers even from that threat. Death itself cannot stop God's procession because he has won the victory over death. He's the one, verse 20, our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong deliverances from death. In other words, even when his people die, God will raise them up. You say, how is that possible? It's possible only through Jesus Christ. And this psalm points forward to him. It's through Jesus' death on the cross, taking away our sins. And through his resurrection, that you and I can have confidence and assurance that even the greatest obstacle in the world, death, is no obstacle to God. He blows it apart because he has won the victory. And you and I win the victory in and through him. And as for his enemies, well, there's no escape for them. He'll bring them back from the different parts of the world simply to be trampled on. Evil will be removed totally and completely, and God's people will be rescued totally and completely. It's like God's procession is a huge juggernaut. There's an old Christian hymn, which I love, called Onward March, All Conquering Jesus, a good old Welsh hymn. And I think it's talking about a time of revival where the name of Jesus Christ is so clearly felt by people that people from all over the community become Christians and put their trust in him. But that's what's happening across the world. We may not feel it in our streets in Manchester, but across the world, that's what's happening. Jesus is going out and conquering. He's won the victory. He's bringing in his people. The juggernaut of God's victory parade cannot be stopped. His kingdom shall be built, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so at the end of this psalm, in verse 32 to 35, we have an invitation. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary. Only God is awesome. The God of Israel, he is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. You see, the psalm concludes here with a summons to come and join God's victory procession. He's won the victory. The procession is, Jesus is conquering. The procession has begun. And the invitation for you and me, and the invitation for people across the world is, will you come and join it? Will you come and be part of it? Will you come and experience God's immense power? Will you come and experience God's intense care, his fatherly care for you and me? Will you come home to Jesus? That's how the psalm finishes. Because he gives strength and power to his people. You see, God is a God who will never fail. God is a God who invites you to a... He's a father who will never fail, and he invites you to a family that is permanent. He invites you to join his procession. Most of us Christians this evening, You're part of this victory procession. We may feel weak. We may feel at the moment that the gospel is, and God's kingdom is a small thing in this country. It's conquering across the world. And it will conquer again, I believe, in this country too. You know, who is there who can stop the juggernaut of God? Let me pray for us. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for these inspiring verses from Psalm 68, which point us to the fact that you are on the move across the world because you have won the victory in Jesus Christ, and you invite all peoples from across the world to come and be part of it. And we know that that is happening. The psalm predicts that people from the ends of the earth will come and be part of your victory parade. And we see people from across the world, every nation and tribe and tongue and people group, coming and being part of what you have done, being part of your family, being citizens in your kingdom. Lord, help us to keep praying in light of this, keep hoping in light of this, not to get discouraged when we see small things in Manchester, but help us to see the bigger picture of what you're doing in the world and how you are on the move. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.